So the Angels to inbound. That foul was on Pratt Hansen, his first, team fifth. There's a three-pointer that's no good by Hamilton. Taken away, though. Watson's going to put it up. Can't get it to go. And it'll go back to the Crusaders. So the Angels had three shots at it. 56-49, Raylou with a seven-point lead. Here comes Cozy all the way down. Has it taken away. Taken away by Hamilton. Gets it down to Watson. Shot up, no good. And the jump ball will go back to the Crusaders. So again, a little wild shooting by the Angels. And a full timeout called by the Crusaders. So we'll step away again for 30 seconds. You're listening to high school basketball, streaming live on DG Sports. WRJN Racine.
Did you know several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Roma Lodge, the ideal venue for your party, wedding, banquet, conference, or school event. They can accommodate 25 to 700.
All right, back to live action here. 56-49 is our score. Raylou with the lead and the ball. Possession arrow favored Racine Lutheran there, so Austin will inbound. And the Angels will put that press on. They get it in. Then they're going to call a foul on Vincent. That's his second, team sixth. So one more and the Crusaders are in the bonus.
The quick update, Park 73, Greendale 60.
All right. Here's the Crusaders now with it. Cozy gives it up to Jones. Jones on the drive, pulls up, shoots. Can't get it to go. Ward with the rebound. And gives it to Lamont Hamilton. Plenty of time left if you're an Angel fan. 56-49, 7-point deficit. Hamilton with the basketball, pulls up, shoots, and scores. Lamont Hamilton with the two. Makes it 56-51. Hansen with the basketball now. Gets it across to Austin. And the ball's going to go over to the Angels as he stepped on the line. On the sideline. So with 8:27 to go, the Angels will inbound. Lamont Hamilton, now they go down low to Ward. He's going to try it again. And you got three people. Jump ball, it'll go to the Angels. People at the table did not switch the arrow from last time. They get it into Hamilton. Pulls up, shoots a wild shot that's no good. Watson with the rebound, no good. And Petrov with the next one. Gets it down quickly to Pratt Hansen. He'll put it up and score. And again, they don't worry about who's scoring. It's teamwork. Here's a wild three-pointer that's in and out by Hamilton. And they're going to call a travel. They're going to call a travel on Sam Petroff. So the Angels will get it underneath. Trying to get it in. They get it in to Vincent. Vincent now driving and putting up a shot and count it. It was a wild shot, by the way, by Eddie Vincent Jr., but it went down, so count the basket. And he'll be at the line for one. He's 3 for 4 from the charity stripe. And checking back in is Mikai Pratt Hansen for the Crusaders. Free throw up is no good, and a rebound to Sam Petroff. Then knocked away. Knocked away by Vincent. So it'll stay with the Crusaders. 7:37 to go. They get it in. Here comes Michael down to JJ. He loses it. Petroff picks it up. Then he loses it. It's on the floor. Bodies all over the place. So that foul's on Hamilton, his second, team seven. So Jones at the line for 1-1. 7:24 to go. Trying to figure out who should be at the line, I guess. One for two, JJ. First one up is good. Makes it 59-53. Second one's also good. Make it 60-53. Hamilton brings it across. Passes over to Vincent. Vincent with the basketball, puts up a three. That's good. Eddie Vincent with a three-pointer to make it 60-56. Angels trying to cut into that lead, down to four. Now Jones with it on the wing, gives it to Petroff. Petroff pulls it back out and gives it to Mackay. Then Michael with the shot that's airballed, and that'll go over to St. Catharines. So Hamilton passes it into Ozier, back to Hamilton. Lamont Hamilton with the three, that's no good. Rebound to Ward. And possession arrow to the Angels, or to the Crusaders. Coach Thompson thought it was theirs, but they had the last one. So they get it into Michael. And then it's kicked. So the foul's on Hamilton. That's his third. 1-1 now for Mackay. Mackay at the line. For a 1-1. First one, shooter's touch is good. 61-56. Second one also good. Make it 62. 6-point lead for the Crusaders. 6:20 to go. Vincent with the basket. So the ball out of bounds. That foul was on Mackay, his third. Should be a 1-1 now, and it is. So at the line for Vincent for a 1-1. 3 for 5 tonight for Eddie Vincent Jr. First one up is good. He got the shooter's touch there.
We have an update from Park High School. It's 80-61 with 6 minutes to go. Park lead.
All right, go Panthers. Second one up is no good, but the rebound to Watson. And then he's fouled. So that fouls on Jones, his third, team eight. So Watson at the line for, I should say, Ozier for a 1-1. First one up is no good. And that's what killed him tonight, was free throw shooting. Austin with the basketball. Gives it to Jones. Now Jones to Austin again. Puts it up, no good. Rebound. Rebound to Ozier. Gives it to Hamilton with 6 minutes to go. Hamilton on the drive. Puts it up and scores to make it 62-59. Now Mackay with the basketball for the Crusaders. They lead by three. Vincent, Al Michael gives it to Petrov. They'll try to set him up. Petrov brings it back out. Now on the drive, puts it up, and he's fouled. He's fouled by Ozier, and he's a good free throw shooter. Two for two for Sam. Missed it. Missed the first one. Second one is good. Make it 63-59. Hamilton with the basketball. For the Angels, trying to drive inside. Kicks it out to Vincent, his three-pointers, no good. Rebound, though, to the Angels. And Ozier. Ozier now gives it to Watson. Watson on the drive. Trying to come back inside. Has it taken away. And that falls on Ward, his first, team ninth. So Jones at the line.
I think it's Ward's fifth. I think they put the foul on the wrong side.
Okay, all right.
Huge loss
coming up. So Davis comes in. So Ward's fifth or Watson's fifth? because Ward is still in there for the Angels.
Must have been Watson, and they put it up the wrong way.
Yeah. First one up is good. Makes it 64-59. He's 4-for-5. Got mass confusion here. They say it was Ward's fifth.
And Coach Thompson's going to plead his case that, oh, you got the number reversed. You got the number reversed. Yeah. So. I think the three will come together and make a final decision here.
Well, they have to. .458 to go, 64-59.
The foul should have been on Ward. He was right at midcourt,
right,
and he reached in.
Yep.
And now they, looks like they're switching it to 12.
All right. So that's Watson's fourth. All right, so J.J., Justin Jones for the second. They're in double bonus now. The rest of the way, the Crusaders. Second one up is also good. Davis gets it into Hamilton, 65-59. Raylu with the lead. Vincent now on the drive, puts it up, and can't score. Davis, though, with the putback. And count the basket by Davis. And Vincent is down on the floor. So it's an official's timeout. Might have tweaked his ankle. So they'll get somebody in for him. It'll be Phillips will come in for Vincent. So Davis at the line to try to convert the three-point play. First time tonight for Timothy. Hasn't seen much time this year, the 6'3" senior. His free throw up is good. Makes it 65-62. Trying to beat him there. This time they get back. Austin with the basketball. Passes over to Jones. JJ with the basketball now on the drive. JJ pulls up. Shoots. Can't get it to go. Rebound. Rebound to the Angels. Here comes Hamilton with it. Hamilton all the way down. Pulls up. Shoots. No good. Rebound to the Crusaders. So Austin with the basketball now. 4 minutes to go. They caught JJ. JJ gives it up. And Isaiah Cozy scores on the no-look pass from Justin Jones to make it 67-62. Hamilton now on the drive. Puts a shot up. That's no good. And he's fouled. That falls on Michael Pratt. So 2-for-3 for Lamont. He'll get two here. First one up is good. And checking back in will be Vincent for Phillips. ...67-63. Second one up is also good. 67-64. Taken away. They're going to call a foul on Lamon Hamilton. So a double bonus. That's his fourth.
Kind of a not smart play. Yep. I don't know if you agree there, Dick, but he just ran right into him.
Yeah, he did.
I don't know why he expects to not have a foul call there.
So Michael at the line for a double bonus. 67-64. Seeing Lutheran with the lead. First time at the line. First one up. It hits the ring. Second one up. That one is good. So make it 68-64. 3:40 to go in regulation. Racine Lutheran by four. Over St. Catharines. Taken away. Taken away by Cozy. Puts it up. Can't get it to go. Petroff had it. Taken away by Lamon Hamilton. Down quickly. Tried to feed Ozier, and they blocked it out of bounds, but it'll stay with St. Catharines with 3:23 to go. Get it into Lamon Hamilton. Lamon Hamilton on a drive, pulls up, shoots, and scores. Makes it 68-66. Looking for Petroff. And Alston gets it across. It's a two-point lead for Raylu at the three-minute mark. Pass over to Cozy. Back to Austin. Austin now on the drive, putting it up, and can't get it to go. Petroff. Petroff got the rebound. That foul's on Davis, his first. So Petroff, double bonus. First one up is good. 69-66.
They announced Lamont had some sort of record, but I couldn't hear what it was for.
Okay. Second one up, also good. So a four-point lead for Raylu. 2:40 to go in regulation. Hamilton with the basketball now. Pulls up. Now drives, pulls up, shoots. Can't get it to go. Rebound to Vincent. And Davis picks it up from Vincent, and he loses it. And Jones with the basketball now. That was a big miss for the Angels. Justin Jones now with the basketball, pulls up, shoots. Can't get it to go. Petroff, though, with the putback, no good. And here comes Lamont Hamilton all the way down, puts it up and scores. 70-68 with 1:50 to go. Timeout, St. Catharines. It's a full timeout, so we'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to high school tournament basketball, streaming live on DG Sports.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
We do have a few score updates. I don't know if you want to wait or we can get them in. All right, so Waterford 63, Waukesha West 46. That's the final there. Carmen Northwest 73-65 over Dominican. And that's, I haven't seen a park update yet.
All right, back to live action here, 70-68. Lutheran by two, and with the ball, 1:50 to go. They get it in, and here comes Pratt Hansen all the way down. He'll be at the line, double bonus, 1 for 2. First one up is good by Michael. Fourth foul on Lamont Hamilton. And he makes the second, so a 4-point lead. Almost a travel by Vincent. Gets it over to Hamilton. Hamilton with a three-pointer. That's good. To make it 72-71, 1:20 to go. They get it down quickly. They'll look for Sam, I would think. And a timeout called by Racine Lutheran. It's a full timeout, so we'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Tournament Basketball, streaming live on DG Sports.
It's game time. Hardy & Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the Energy Efficient Home Improvement Credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 in Racine for your estimate. With Hardy & Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy & Jensen, that's where you go.
Thank you, Dylan. Back to live action here. 72-71. Raylu with the lead and the ball. And they'll inbound from the side will be Jones. Jones gets it in. Too cozy. As the clock runs down. Cozy now on the drive. Puts up a shot that is no good. Petrov had it out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds. So Jones will inbound. Jones inbounds to Petrov. And he gives it up to Austin. Austin with the basketball now. Down to 48 seconds to go.
Yeah.
Now he almost loses it. Now gives it to Michael coming in, driving, putting it up and scoring. So it's a three-point lead for Raelu with 30 seconds to go. Lamont Hamilton puts up a wild shot. Now here's another three-pointer. That's no good. And they get it back. Here's a three-pointer. That's no good by Ward with 17 seconds to go. And here comes Jones in. And the foul on Ward. So it looks like the Crusaders are going to advance 74-71. He'll get two shots, Justin Jones. And the Angels' season will come to an end. As Phillips gets ready to check in. For Ward. So Phillip wants, I should say, Jones to get two. First one up is good. Second one also good. Makes it 76-71. Shot up good by Lamont Hamilton. And a full timeout called by Ryan Thompson with 2 seconds to go. 76-74. Raelu with the lead.
I think we'll go over the unofficial scoring yep. here. For Racine Lutheran, Sam Pitroff, 24 points, 5 made threes. Justin Jones, 19 points, 2 made threes, 7 for 8 from the line. Michael Pratt-Hassan with 14, Isaiah Cozy with 12. And for the St. Catharines Angels tonight, Lamont Hamilton, 32 points, 4 threes made, 4 for 5 from the line. Eddie Vincent Jr., 24 points, 4 for 7 from the line. He had 4 made three-pointers as well. Richard Watson with 6 points, Tim Davis with 5, and A.C. Ward with 4. That is our unofficial scoring here at this point in the game.
All right, 76-74, Lutheran by 2. They have the ball, possession arrow to the Angels. But again, the clock is working against the Angels with 2 seconds to go. So all they got to do, all Racine Lutheran's got to do is get it in. Get it in cleanly. And with 1 second to go, they foul Sam Pitroff. And he's just got to make one, probably. And he will be our DG Sports Player of the Game then, Sam Pitroff. First one up is good. He'll get the second now. And that one's good. And that's the ball game. The final score, Racine Lutheran 78. Racine St. Catharines 74. The Crusaders advance to the sectional semifinal to play the winner of Milwaukee Academy of Science and Kenosha St. Joe's. And again, our DG Sports player of the game tonight is Sam Pitroff. Racine Lutheran improves to 24-2. St. Catharines ends their season at 21-5. And again, they'll get their plaque now for winning the region. So they're presenting the regional plaque now to the Racine Lutheran Crusaders. And they have advanced to a regional, a sectional semifinal game next week. And they'll play the winner of Milwaukee Academy of Science and Kenosha St. Joe's. So we're going to step away for 60 seconds, and then we'll come back, and we'll name our second team for the all-broadcast team. No interviews tonight.
Thanks, Dick. Once again, high school basketball on DG Sports.
Home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Basketball on DG Sports. Tonight's game came to you from Racine St. Catharines High School. 78-74, as Dick called, was our final score. Racine Lutheran victorious here in this one.
Thanks, Dylan. So we'll go through now our all-broadcast team. So the second team, the first player on the second team is Griffin Schultz, a junior from Union Grove.
Griffin averaged 16.3 points per game this year and had 71 three-pointers made for Schultz.
Our second player from the second team is Park sophomore Zari Gwynn.
Zari Gwynn, strong sophomore, averaged 4 points per game and 4.3 rebounds per game
Our third member of the second team is Case Jr., Michael Farr.
Michael Farr, he averaged 10.7 points per game, 8 rebounds per game, and 4.5 assists for the Case Eagles this year.
Our fourth member of the second team is Case Sr., Anthony Bull, who's a return. He's a repeat all-broadcast team member.
Yeah, Anthony Bull led his team in scoring 19.1 points per game, and he shot 33% from beyond the arc with 76 three-pointers made this year.
And finally, our fifth member of the second team is Waterford senior Jamison Beasley, who's also a repeat member of the all-broadcast team.
Yeah, Jamison, a four-year varsity player. He averaged 14.8 points per game this year. He also had 83 assists on the season.
All right, so once again, our five members of the second team are Jamison Beasley, senior from Waterford, Anthony Bull, a senior from Case, Michael Farr, a junior from Case, Zari Gwynn, a sophomore at Park, and Griffin Schultz, a junior at Union Grove. We will announce our first team during our conclusion of our sectional semifinal game next Thursday night, and we now know where that should be with Waterford winning. Right? Waterford won?
Yep, that's correct. Waterford, let me pull up that score real quick once again. The final was 63-46 Waterford over Waukesha West.
All right. Well, thank you, Dylan, for all your work tonight. And to Peg Graceffa back in the studio trying to get us scores.
We do have a Park final as well, 95-72 over Greendale.
So we have three teams that we know of that have advanced to sectional semifinal play. Racine Lutheran, Racine Park, and Waterford. We did not get a score on the Prairie School.
Yeah, that's a game where they're playing all the way out in Deerfield tonight. So not only a long trip, but not much media coverage out there.
All right, well, that's going to wrap this broadcast up from the McGuire Gym Bob Letch floor. My thanks to Dan Miller, Athletic Director at St. Cat's, for accommodating us, and to all of our sponsors and patrons. Our next broadcast will be March 13th for a sectional semifinal game, which will feature the Waterford Wolverines, and that will be at Wilmont Union High School.
That's correct. A little bit of a drive down into Kenosha, but excited for that one.
So pregame will be at 6:30 with tip-off at 7 p.m. So for Dylan and Daryl, this is Dick Graceffa saying you've been listening to high school basketball streaming live on DG Sports. Join us on March 13th for our next game at dgsports.mixler.com or on WRJN Radio 1400 AM or 99.9 FM or on the Mixler or Civic Media app. DG Sports, we cover all Racine City and County schools. Once again, our final score, it was Racine Lutheran 78, St. Catherine 74. Racine Lutheran improves to 24-2. The St. Catherine's Angels end their season at 21-5. Hope you enjoyed the game, everyone, tonight. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Good night.
chance. You always will be mine. It's eternal love. When other love are gone, ours will be strong. We'll have our very own everlasting love.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Cause you've taken her away, and though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Good game. make her cry. Can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me. Well, take good care of my baby. Be just as kind as you can be. Stay together.
Afraid of what I might have on my mind. One thing you can be sure of, I'll take good care of your love if you will let me give you mine. Baby, willpower, it's now or never. Tell you the facts of life. Well, there's so much you have to learn.